Okay, Frey Lechem Purim, we are beginning tonight's shir, continuing in Simen Kuv Ches. We are up to Sif Hei, which is on page 270. The Mechaber says in Sif Hei as follows. Afal pi she'ein tashlumen elo latfila hasmucha lo'osa tfila. Like we mentioned in the last shir, even though there is no concept of tashlumen except in the adjacent tfila, Utfilos acheros shehifsid ein lahem tashlumen, and any other tfilos that you missed before the adjacent tfila do not have tashlumen. However, im rotzo lehispalol osa nedava v'yichadish b'shum dava harishus biyado. If a person wants to make up those tfilos, even though he can't do it through the regular means of tashlumen, but he wants to do it through the means of nedava and be mechadish something, so he has that option. V'nochon lasos kein. And the Mechaber says that even if it's not the correct time for tashlumen, but you want to make up a tfilo that you missed, two tfilos later, you could do it as a nedava, be mechadish something, and that is appropriate. That's a good thing to do. Says the Mishavura in Sivkaton Yudchas. Imratza v'lochein mishahaya choleh. Therefore, someone who was sick, o tofus bitvisa, or he was locked up in jail, v'lohaya hamakom naki, and it was a dirty place. He couldn't daven there. Kisheyete yispalel kol hatfilo shehifsid. When he comes out from his illness, from his jail sentence, he should daven all the tfilos that he missed. V'yispalel mariv v'yachakach mincha v'yachakach shachris. If he gets out in the nighttime, he should work his way backwards. Mariv, mincha, shachris. Now, of course, like we mentioned in the Mechaber, the mincha would be tashlumen, and the shachris would already be benedava, because it's not regular tashlumen. The im yotza mitfisa b'rosh chodesh, and if he gets out of jail on Rosh Chodesh, maskir b'kulam yalav yavo. Like, we'll get to the rules later, that when you daven tashlumen, you always daven the tefillah that you're holding in right now. So if you get out and it just became Rosh Chodesh at night, so you daven marid Rosh Chodesh, you daven mincha with yalav yavo, and you'll daven shachris with yalav yavo, because right now, it's Rosh Chodesh. However, if one gets out of jail on Shabbos or Yontif, then he should not wait to do all these extra tashlumen b'nedava until the evening when Shabbos Yontif is over. Because we hold, like we said already a few times, that you can't daven a nedava on Shabbos or Yontif, and therefore you would not be able to do these extra, we'll call them tashlumen, these extra makeups on Shabbos or Yontif, because that is nedava, which is not allowed. Says the Mishnah Berurah Vayitra on page Kuf Lamed Vav Sivkaton Yutes. So we said that it's nochon lasos kein. It is appropriate to make up the other tefillahs that you missed, even though it's not working midin tashlumen. Ayin b'pri megadim shehiskim. Look in the pri megadim who agrees the tov sheyasne v'yomar, that it's actually better to make a tnai and say the following: im ani chayav lehispal harezo l'chovasi. If in fact I'm chayav the tefillah, because there are shitas that hold that there is tashlumen beyond the adjacent tefillah. We hold not that way, but there is a shita that does hold that way, and therefore the Prima Gadim said it's best to make a tonight. If I'm in fact chayav to daven this tefillah, then it should be for my chiyuv, a real chiyuv of tashlumen. V'imlav harezo l'nedava. But if not, if it's according to the Rov Shitos that hold that there is no tashlumen beyond the adjacent tefillah, then this tefillah should be nedava. U'bizeh yotzei dei kol adeos, and that way you're yotzei all the shitos. Sheyesh kama deos shesovrim. There are various opinions that hold diyesh tashlumen l'tefillah afilu l'kama tefillah she'avru. Because some hold, like we mentioned, that there is tashlumen for many tefillahs that you missed, not only for the next tefillah, and therefore to cover according to everyone, you make the tnai. Says the Mechaber Vayter in Sivov, Avar kol hayom v'lo hispalel musaf. If the day passes and a person did not daven musaf, ein lo tashlumen. Musaf has no tashlumen. Now we learned in the last year, earlier today, that you can't be mashlim shachris after musaf. That musaf can't act as the catalyst for the tashlumen. Now we're saying that you can't make up musaf. The Mishaburah says in Sivkaton Vav, Deheyach yikra hakarbonos ukvar over zman musaf. Since the tefillah of musaf is bigger about the karbonos, and the time already passed, so it's already too late. Now, even though the Mefarshim explained, Tosfos explains, others, that even though shachris is also connected to karbon, but the difference is that other tefillos like shachris and mincha, they're also for tachanunim. There's two aspects. It's connected to karbon, and there's also tachanunim, but musaf is really just for the karbon, and therefore, once you miss it and the zman passes, there's no making up that karbon, and therefore, there would be no tashlumen. Says the Mechaber in Sif Zayin, Hezid velo hispalel tefillah achas. A person was bemezid on purpose. He did not daven one tefillah. Ein lo tashlumen. He has no tashlumen afilu batfila hasmuchala. even in the tefillah that's adjacent to that tefillah that he missed the mezid, he can't make it up. Can't do tashlumin. However, v'imratza yispalu osa nedava. But if he wants to make it up anyway, he can't make it up midin tashlumin, but he could make up an extra tefillah midin nedava. V'eino tzara chidish im yispalu osa b'tefillah hasmuchala. And he will not have to add in anything new. He will not have to add a chiddush if he's davening this tefillas nedava in the next tefillah. Where if it would have been b'shogeg, it would have been tashlumin. Now that it was amazing, it's not tashlumin, it's just nedava. But it's enough that you would not require a chiddush in the Shmona Esrei. Says the Mishnah Berurah in Sivkaton Chof Aleph. Hezid, umisha bala beis aknesa somuch la'arvis. Here we have a case where a person comes to shul close to Mariv. V'hispalel arvis mi ba'od yom. And he joins the tzibur who are davening Mariv while it's still day. V'adayin lo hispalel mincha. He really didn't daven mincha yet. And the tzibur is davening Mariv early, and he jumps in on purpose, seems. He jumps in and he davens Mariv with the tzibur before he daven mincha. Af shel l'chavchila shelo k'hogen asa. Even though l'chavchila he did the wrong thing. Because what should he have done? If they're up to Mariv and he didn't have mincha, like me and Shlomi were discussing earlier today, if you come into shul and they're davening Mariv early before Shkia, because let's say they daven mincha before Plag, and they're davening Mariv before Shkia, and you come and you didn't have mincha yet, you should daven mincha while they're davening Mariv. But you didn't do that. You decided to daven Mariv with the tzibur. So it's still the zman of mincha, but you jumped in and daven Mariv before you daven mincha. We still would not compare it to a case of a person not davening on purpose. Since lemaisa the zman of mincha did not pass. So me din davening mincha l'chori, you should be able to daven mincha then. But then he says the af im timtzalomer she'iyav shelo lispalot tefilas mincha ba'osa shah kevan shekfar aso laila b'tefilas arvis. And even if you're going to say that maybe he can't daven mincha anymore because l'maisa once he daven mariv he made it night, he declared it at night by davening mariv, so therefore he shouldn't be allowed to daven mincha. Mikomakon lo yehei ela arvis tayim. It's no worse than davening mariv twice. In which case the tashlumin, the second tefillah, is really tashlumin for mincha. And therefore, even if one might make a case that he shouldn't daven mincha after he daven mariv, it's not so bad because anyway, it could be like two marivs and one of them is making up for mincha. The imhu rosh chodesh, and if it is rosh chodesh, yaskir yalaviyavu gam b'shnia. In this case, when you daven mariv, and now you're davening the second tefillah really for mincha, so if it's rosh chodesh at night, and in Mariv you already put in Yalav Yavo, so then at Mincha that you're davening afterwards, you would also put in Yalav Yavo. Kevan Shekfar Kibel Olav Rosh Chodesh B'mash Shehizkir Bo Yalav Yavo. Since by mentioning Yalav Yavo in Mariv, even though it was early, like when we make early Shabbos and it's Rosh Chodesh, we say Yalav Yavo even in the earlier Tefillah. So when you daven Mariv early, but you said Yalav Yavo, you made a Rosh Chodesh, so now if you're davening Mincha afterwards, you would also say Yalav Yavo. V'hu Adinim Eira came b'Shabbos. The same thing would happen if this was Friday night and you davened the Mariv of Shabbos before the Mincha of the weekday, you would daven a Shabbos, the Shabbos Mariv a second time. Yisbal hashniya gam kein shel Shabbos. You would daven the second tefillah also of Shabbos. The kosvu ha'achronim, the achronim write, the imlo hiskir barishona yalav yavo. Let's say when you daven Mariv, you forgot yalav yavo. Now we know the halacha is that if you forget yalav yavo on Rosh Chodesh in Mariv, you don't go back, because ein mekachir es achodesh b'layla. So it's not ma'ake. But you daven Mariv first and you forgot yalav yavo. Now you want to go and daven the second tefillah, which is really for mincha, so what do you do? Gam bashnia lo yaskir. You also should not mention Yalav Yavu in the second Shmoneh Esrei. Kevan shuhadayin yom. Since l'maisa it's still day, and you daven your first Shmoneh Esrei for Mariv without Yalav Yavu, you should continue and daven the second Shmoneh Esrei for mincha without Yalav Yavu. And in note 47 he writes, the av shekfar ispal arvish shel Rosh Chodesh. Even though you already daven the Mariv of Rosh Chodesh, granted you forgot Yalav Yavu, but you daven the Mariv of Rosh Chodesh, since he didn't say Yalav Yavo, it's not chal on him Rosh Chodesh with that Mariv. It's clear he wasn't makabel on himself Rosh Chodesh, and therefore, since he didn't say Yalav Yavo in the first tefillah, and it's still day, you would daven the second tefillah without Yalav Yavo. Continues the Mishnah Berurah. Mi shehispalel b'makom shehayoroi listapik batzoa. A person who davened in a place where he should not have davened, because he should have checked, there were a lot of little kids around, he should have checked and made sure there was no tzoa around, and he did the wrong thing and he davened. Umotza achakal tzoa, and after he davened, he in fact found that there was tzoa there, and he wasn't allowed to daven there. Demuchach leel b'simen ayin vav shetzar lachzor l'spalel. It's clear from Simon Ayin Vav that we learned a few weeks ago that he in fact has to go back and daven again. Lefisha pasha shahayla livdo, because he was negligent, because he should have checked and he didn't check. Hu hadin deposheya umezid mikri l'inyan zeh. So not only is he required to daven Shemoneh Esrei again, but he's also considered a posheya, a negligent person, and a mezid, and therefore he would not have a din of tashlumin. The im be'ez kishem motza kfar overs matfila. Meaning, if when he found the tzoa and he realized, oh no, I shouldn't have davened here, I did the wrong thing, but now the zman of tefila passed, so he wants to daven again, but tashlumin, he can't daven tashlumin. Su ein lo tashlumin achakach. He's considered a mezid. He's posheya. He should have checked if there was tzoa. He didn't check. So the same way that he's a posheya and a mezid, he has to daven again. He's also a Pashay and a Mez that we're not going to give him a din tashlumen if he missed the rest of the Zman. And therefore, he would not be able to do tashlumen. We said in the Mechaber that if a person did it be Mezid, even though there's no din tashlumen, still there is an Inyan if he wants to daven be Nedava, and he does not need a Chiddush in his new davening. Says the Mishabura, Sif Katan Chav Beis, V'abach v'agro pasku the Tzara Chiddush. The Bach and the Gra argue with the Mechaber, and they say that it in fact does need a Chiddush. In Note 48, he writes, "The Avshe Bizman Hazel Lo Kedai Lehispal Nedava." Even though, as we learned earlier in the Shulchan Aruch, that nowadays there's an Inyan not to daven ben Nedava, it's not Kedai because we're not holding on that level. Rechayim Kineski says, "Shekan." In this case, Kevon Shadayin Lehispal Klal Tefila Zo. Since he still has not yet davened this Tefila, Yochol Lehispal Nedava. In this case, when a person did the wrong thing, I'm amazed that he didn't daven the first tefillah, and he feels bad now, and he wants to daven twice the next time, one by Nedava, because he doesn't have a din tashlumin, he has a Nedava, even though we discourage Nedava, or Chai Kriya says, in this case, you could daven Nedava, because Lamaisa, you still have a chance to chap the tefillah, because it's in the adjacent tefillah. Says the Mechaber Vayter in Sivches, Mi shelo hispalol ba'od shiyesh lo zman lehispalol. This is the most common case. A person who did not daven when he had time to daven. Why? Mipnei shesavur shedayin yishar lo zman achar sheyigmar oso esek shumas asik bo. He's in the middle of doing something. He's in the middle of, he's building a table. He's in the middle of building his table. He doesn't want to stop in the middle to daven. He says, when I finish building the table, then I'll daven. Ubenkach, ubenkach, over lo asha. And what usually happens is, time got delayed and he missed his mana tefillah because he was too busy making his table. V'chein mishaya tarid v'tzarech mamono. Or a person was busy with the needs of his money. Shelo yavu they have said he didn't want to lose money, so he was involved in something to prevent a loss. Va'yideka chisin milaspalo, and because of that he missed out on a tefillah. V'chein mishu shikur. This is nogeya to Purim. So do someone who got drunk. Velo espalo. Tomorrow night a person drank so much and he eventually fell asleep and he missed ma'ariv, a very common occurrence. All these cases, kulam chashuvim anusim v'yesh lem tashlumin. All these cases are considered anus and there is tashlumin. But let's just remind ourselves what we said when it comes to a person who drinks. We said if you're drinking towards the beginning of the Zman and you think that it would wear off the alcohol and you'll be able to chap by the end of the Zman and then you get carried away and you're drinking, then you have tashlumin. But if a person starts drinking at the end of the Zman already, well, let's say lamashal, a person, this is not going to happen tomorrow, we daven mincha early, but let's just say, shkia, let's say it's at 7 o'clock, and a person starts drinking at 6:30 and he gets totally intoxicated, there would be no tashlumen. That's a pshia. Because you're getting so drunk at 6:30, you know that Tosfos Zman Tefillah is 7, you're not going to be ready to daven then, that's the wrong thing. But if a person is drinking daven mincha at 2:15 tomorrow, and he starts drinking at 3 o'clock or 3:30, and then he ends up missing ma'ariv, that's okay to do tashlumen, because there he thinks, I can still daven ma'ariv at 2 in the morning. So he assumes by then he'll be okay, but then he drank too much and he eventually fell asleep and he missed it. So that would be considered an onus. That's the case the Mechaber is talking about, that person would have tashlumen. But that's the most commonly asked question. A person thinks he'll have time later and he gets caught up with something, or he wakes up and he's really tired, he goes back to sleep, he plans on davening later, and then he oversleeps and he misses his zman. In those cases, there is tashlumen. Says the Rama.
Isn't that negligent or not?
We say it's not. It has to be. We're going to see. It has to be b'shat nefesh. It has to be like bedafka that you're not davening. Not that you're just pushing it off. That's not considered enough of a b'shia. It has to be more of a stark decision. I'm not davening now. As we're going to see, these cases, right? They're like somewhere in the middle. It's not really a shogig. It's a little more. You should have been more careful. But lamaisa, when it came down to it, you didn't mean not to daven. You meant to daven. You just were pushing it off a little bit, and then you missed it. So at the end of the day, it was like tchilas of a pshia, the sof of a ones. At the end of the day, it was an accident. You didn't mean to miss the tefillah. Maybe you shouldn't have pushed it up, but you did. So therefore, we say you have to shuman. The Rambam writes, "Miu lechatchila lo yavurz matfila mishum hefsed mamon." However, lechatchila, one should not allow this matfila to pass because of preventing a loss of money. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah. Sif katan chav gimel oso esek. We said you pushed off tefillah till you finished that esek that you're in the middle of. Vafilu im ha esek hu meadvarim haniskarin besimin reish lamedeis leiser mishigias matfila. Even if the thing you're involved in is one of the things that the Shulchan tells us in reish lamedeis that you shouldn't do once this matfila comes, you shouldn't get involved because it might get carried away and you might miss tefillah. And you got involved in one of those activities even there. Vahu hiskel be esek ze beiser. And he started the esek when he shouldn't have started. He started beiser. Kevan shelo bitel hatfila b'shat nefesh. That's the key. Since he was not mevatel b'shat nefesh, he didn't just decide to be mevatel hatfila. He didn't decide I'm not davening. He didn't do it b'davka. Elo hayasavur lehispalel achar sheyigmor ha'esek v'shachach acharkach. Since he thought he would daven afterwards. In other words, he did the wrong thing. He did an isser by starting then. But he still thought, even through his isser, he thought, I'll have time afterwards. And then he missed the time. He would have tashlumen even in that case. Look at note 49. In note 49, he writes, "Vigam im tokfaso shena kosav amakor chayim sheyesh lo tashlumen." Even if a person fell asleep, or he, again, the case I said before, he woke up, he was so tired, he wants to sleep another 10 minutes, and he slept 3 hours. That's also grounds for tashlumen. In note 50, he writes, "Vigam im lohis asik bishum davar." Let's say the person wasn't involved in anything, he was just hanging around being lazy. Eloshis atzer lehispal achshav. He said, "I'm not in the mood to daven." He wasn't in the mood to daven. The choshev sheisbal yosem ucher. I'll daven later. I'll go to the later minyan. The achakach shochach. And then he forgot. He forgot to go. He pashut forgot. He wasn't busy with anything. He just forgot. The aruch hashulchan writes sheyesh lo tashlumen. Again, he wasn't doing it as a bad guy. He didn't mean to miss the tefillah. He just meant to be a little lazy to push it off. And then he accidentally forgot and he missed it. So there he has tashlumen. Shari lo bit lo b'shan nefesh. Again, he wasn't mevat lo b'shan nefesh. On the other hand, the chsam sofer and the makor chayim say she'ein lo tashlumen. They say in that case, we've come with a scenario where there is no tashlumen. The person is just lazing around, he's not busy with anything, and he pushes off the tefillah, and then he forgets. That already is grounds to say that he can't do tashlumen for that tefillah. Yes, Alex, what's your question?
In a case, for example, that the person is in a place, let's say he's on a plane, he's flying. So it's not the ideal situation to daven.
Right.
At some point, can you push it, say, you know what? I missed this man, whatever I am.
Even if you can't daven standing up, it's better to daven in a zman, even sitting down on the plane. But a good example of a plane would be, let's say your case, you think that by the time you get off the plane and you get your luggage, you'll have enough time. You make the chesron, you think you'll have 20 minutes still to daven, and you decide, I'm going to do that. I'll have more kavanah in the airport. And then you get to the airport and your bag is lost and you totally forget about davening. That would be a grounds for tashlumen, because you pushed it off because you thought you'd be able to daven and then you forgot. That would be grounds for tashlumen. But you shouldn't bedafka push it off and say, oh, I'll make it up later. That we don't do. Even if you're daven sitting down, you're on an airplane, for whatever reason, you can't even stand up. So then you would daven sitting down. You shouldn't miss the zman bedafka to daven tashlumen. That you shouldn't do. Continues the Mishnah Berurah Vayter in Sifkaton Chav Dalad. We said in the Mechaber, so too someone who is busy with his money that it shouldn't come to be a loss. V'chein im hoya torah liknos v'limkor scharaso. So too, if a person is busy buying and selling merchandise, v'aydekach over zman atfilo. He got busy at work. He pashut usually goes to the, you know, the mincha minyan before shkia, when shkia is at 4 o'clock, and he just got very busy, caught up in work, and he totally forgot about it. That also would be grounds for tashlumen. That's where we have to get till today. So I want to just say a vorta on Purim, but just to be appropriate to the hilchos tefila that we're learning. So I want to just say over a vort that Rav Brevda brings down in the Sefer, based on the Gra. It says in the Megillah, Ish Yehudi hayab shushan abira, ushmor Mordechai ben Yair ben Shimi ben Kish ish Yemini. And the Gemara makes a drasha over here, all the names. It says, ben Yair ben Sheheir einayim shal Yisrael betfiloso, ben Shimi ben Sheshoma kel etfiloso. So ben Yair is the one who opened up the eyes of Klaiso with his tefillah. Ben Shimi, Sheshoma, Kelet tefillah, so that Hashem heard his tefillah. Ben Kish, Hikish, Aldalse, Rachman, that he banged on the doors of Rachamim. So the Gemara teaches this whole pasuk of Mordechai, all having to do with tefillah. Ben Yair, Ben Shimi, Ben Kish, all three aspects of tefillah. But the Gemara says a very interesting thing. The Gemara says that there are four senses that a person has. He says seeing, hearing, smelling, and not, no, he doesn't say taste.
Touching. Seeing, hearing,
smelling.
Smelling
and. One second. Seeing.
Smelling.
Seeing, and hearing, touching. Not touching. And speaking. He says speaking. The Gemara says speaking. He says dibur. He says seeing, hearing, smelling, and speaking. He says three of them are used for Torah. We see the Torah shebichsav. We hear the Torah shebal peh, and we speak. We learn with the chavrusa. We speak out the Torah. So we use those three senses for tefillah, and the sense of smell we don't use for Torah. We use those three for Torah. I'm sorry. And smell we don't use for Torah. He says smell is designated for tefillah. We said in last week's parsha Vayikra, we say ishe reach nichoch Hashem. We talk about the karbanos. It's a nice smell for Hashem. So tefillah, which is represents the karbanos are always referred to as a nice smell for Hashem. Mordechai's name, when it's hinted to in the Megillah, in the Torah, it says, where's Mordechai hinted to? It's Mar Dror. It's in the Parsha of the Ketores, in the smell. So Mordechai's name is Merumas over there. Because Mordechai's job throughout the Megillah was to bring Klal Yisrael back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu through tefillah. That was Mordechai's Avodah. And therefore, Mordechai was able to use all the different senses that are normally designated for Torah. And as his name is Merumas in the smell, which is tefillah. But the three that are normally having to do with Torah, he used those senses even for Torah. Ben Yair, Ben Sheheir, and Neim Shal Yisrael b'tefilaso. That he opened up the eyes, having to do with the seeing, b'tefilaso. Ben Shimi, Ben Sheshama Kela tefilaso. Hashem listened to his tefillah, so that was the sense of hearing. And then Kish, Shehikish, Adasei Rachamim, that's through the actual tefillah, speaking out the tefillah, banging on the doors of Rachamim. So Mordechai was the one who was able to use all the different senses, all for tefillah. We see the power of tefillah. We also know the Shulchan Aruch says that on Purim, and this is important to know for tonight, for tomorrow, Kol HaPoshe Yado Nosnim Lo. Anyone who puts out their hand to collect tzedakah, there's halacha in Shulchan Aruch that a person should give everyone. Normally during the year, if someone asks for tzedakah, so you could look into him, is he worthy of getting tzedakah? Is it a good cause, not a good cause? And you're able to look into it. But on Purim, Chazal tell us, just give everyone. Anyone who puts his hand out, you should give him. And the Svarim HaKadoshim say that the same thing comes to us with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kol HaPoshe Yado Nosim Lo. Whoever puts out his hand and asks from Hashem something, so Hashem is nosing to him. Hashem gives to him. That we see that throughout the story of the Megillah, that tefillah was the impetus, was the whole Savior came about through the tefillah of Mordechai and Esther and gathering all of Klal Yisrael to fast and to daven to Hashem, and it all came about through tefillah, and that we should realize that really Purim is not only was it then as Mara tefillah, but even nowadays, Kol HaPoshe Yado Nosim Lo, whatever we ask from Hashem, Hashem grants our wishes. We should mechazek in tefillah, we're learning the halachos of tefillah, we should mechazek in our kavanah in tefillah, and to have special emphasis and focus and a little extra time in our tefillahs tomorrow, that we connect to Hashem in the special day of tefillah, which is Purim. Everyone should have a Freilich and Purim, and Mitzvah Hashem, the next year will be on Sunday night. Yashar Koyach.
We still have more time.